Let's open up, let's look to the Lord in prayer before we look into His Word.
在我们开始以前，我们一同有一个祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we do have a heavenly home to look forward to.
主，我们感谢你，因为我们确实有一个天家叫我们能够盼望。
Because this world is fleeting and temporary.
因为这个世界将会逝去，并且是短暂的。
Lord, as we live our daily lives, prepare us for heaven.
主啊，当我们每天生活的时候，主啊，求你来预备我们。
Prepare us to worship in your presence.
叫我们能够在你面前预备好来敬拜你。
Sanctify us so that we look like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们求你来洁净我们，叫我们能够与我们的救主一样。
Teach us, instruct us through your word this morning.
主啊，求你借着你自己的话语，在我们里面有建造的工作。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In our combined meeting, we've been looking through the book of James.
在我们的合并聚会里面，我们一直都在看雅各这本书。
Because James is writing to a church that is scattered.
因为雅各写信是给被分散的教会。
So he is their pastor, but they can't be together face to face anymore.
雅各虽然是教会的牧者，但是教会的弟兄姊妹却不能够面对面的聚集。
And so we've been looking in the epistle of James to see what James, this pastor,wants to tell to his congregation that is far away from him.
所以这个使徒雅各，我们今天要看这位使徒雅各，他作为牧者，怎样在这种情况底下来教导他的神的儿女。
So we saw that the first thing he mentioned in James chapter 1, verse 2, is he tells the people to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以我们看到雅各他在第一章第二节的时候就教导我们说，落在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
We can consider something that normally would not be considered pleasant to be pleasant because of the result that it brings to our lives.
我们可以把那些本来并不能叫我们喜乐的东西却以为它是喜乐，那是因为它能够带给我们生命里面的一个结局。
We can consider it joy because God uses these trials in our lives to sanctify us.
因为神借着这些的试炼，在我们的生命里面叫我们得以洁净。
We consider them joy because these trials bring us closer to Himself.
我们能够以为大喜乐，是因着这些试炼叫我们与神更加的亲近。
These trials bring us to be.More and more like Jesus.
这些试炼叫我们能够越来越像基督。
And then last month we looked at a couple of ways that we are tempted in trials.
上一次的时候我们分享过，在试炼中有不同的方式叫我们来经历。
Things that we go through that we need the wisdom of God to.Live out in a joyful manner.
我们提到说我们要需要神的智慧，叫我们能够在地上过着喜乐的生活。
Remember that this wisdom is biblical wisdom, which is the application of the knowledge of God.
我们要记住这个智慧乃是讲到圣经里面的智慧，是讲到我们要用要将神的话，将对神的认识能够应用出来。
So we looked at the two examples of trials of being rich and being poor.
所以我们看到两个例子是讲到说，做一个穷人和富人的例子。
And then we looked at the trial of temptation.
我们也看到，在试探里面的试炼。
And James clarified for us the life cycle of sin.
并且雅各也告诉我们讲到这个罪恶它的生命周期。
that temptation starts with our inner desires.
这讲到试探是从人里面的私欲开始的。
And when we give in to our evil desires, that brings forth sin.
当我们对着我们里面的私欲开始妥协的时候，它就生出来罪。
And when sin is full formed, it brings on death.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
Now I just want to make some points of clarification for him, because there are some things that I didn't quite clarify last time.
今天我想在这边稍微表达清楚一些，我想有一些事情上一次的话并没有表达得很清楚。
James says that our fleshly desires aren't sin by themselves, only when we give in to them.
雅各是说我们里面的这些私欲，他们并不是罪，直到我们把它表达出来。
But James still calls them evil.
但是雅各却仍然说它是恶的。
And so that is why Christians who are aiming to be like Christ, we wage war against the desires of our flesh.
这也就是为什么想要成为像基督那样的基督徒，他们要对着人的肉体发动战争。
James is not saying in any way that if we don't give in to sin, then we are without sin.
这边并不是说如果我们并不像罪妥协，不像罪妥协的话，我们就没有罪。
We have to remember that James is being written to the church.
我们要知道雅各这边他写信的对象乃是教会。
So he's writing to believers who have already trusted in Jesus to save them from their sins.
所以雅各他是写给那些已经在基督里面得救的基督徒。
But James, as their pastor from afar, is reminding them to stay away from these sinful desires.
但同时呢，他作为在远处的牧者，他也去劝诫这些基督徒要远离罪恶。
That even though we've been forgiven, we should not live in the ways of our flesh. And this is because these desires lead in an opposite direction to where we want to go.
因为这些私欲叫我们行在那些我们想要行的路相反的方向去。
The very reason why we can rejoice in trials is because they bring us closer to God.
叫我们能够在试炼里面得以喜乐，其中最大的原因就是因着它能够叫我们带向神。
So in the same way, we should be grieved in our sin because they lead us farther away from God.
所以我们应该要为着我们的罪哀痛，因着它叫我们与神远离。
They make us less Christ-like.
因为他叫我们能够不像基督。
So let's look at our passage this morning, and starting in verse 19.
所以我们今天早上我们一同从19节开始。
And we're only going to get to verse 25 this morning.
所以我们今天早上大概能够查到第25节。
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak,and slow to become angry.
19节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
所以你们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶，纯温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror.
被听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
At first, it sounds very much like what we would read in, say, the book of Proverbs.
当我们刚开始念的时候，会觉得，哎，这个很像我们在箴言书当中所念到的一样。
Proverbs 18 verse 13 says, "To answer before listening, that is folly and shame."
在箴言十八章十三节说，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
And Proverbs 10:19 says, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent."
在箴言十章十九节，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
Proverbs 14:29 says, "Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly."
箴言十四章二十九节，不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
So in Proverbs it says the mark of a fool is someone who wants to be, who wants to speak and be heard rather than listening to others, and that gets angry when those, when other people disagree with them.
所以在箴言书当中告诉我们，愚妄人他们有一个记号，那就是他们一直想要说，一直想要被听见，而不是去听别人怎么说。他们也很容易因着别人不同意他们的观点而生气。
Now certainly the what it says in Proverbs does lead us closer to being like God.
当然，箴言是叫我们能够与神更加的亲近。
But in the context of James, it takes on a slightly different meaning.
但是在雅各书里面所说的，叫我们看见一个不同的一面。
The context here in James is in verse 18.
雅各书这边这个内容，我们要来，我们看一下第十八节。
Verse 18 says, "He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created."
十八节说，他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
James has taken us from rejoicing in our trials to the word of God.
所以雅各好像叫我们从在试炼中喜乐，把我们带进神的话里面。
Because to rejoice in our trials, we need wisdom from God.
因为要叫我们在试炼中得喜乐，我们就需要从神而来的智慧。
And if wisdom is the application of the knowledge of God, then we need the knowledge of God.
如果说智慧是对认识神的一个应用的话，那么我们就要去认识神。
And how else do we get the knowledge of God other than His Word?
那么除了能够从他的道中来认识神，还有什么方式可以认识神呢？
And so here we have James saying that he gives birth to us through the Word of Truth.
所以在这边雅各书才说到他按着自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
So now we come to verse 19.
所以就来到了第十九节。
And he says, "Everyone should be quick to listen."
这边讲到你们个人要快快的听。
Now of course we should be quick to listen to everyone.
当然我们要快快的去听所有人的话。
But more specifically, in James, he wants us to be quick to listen to the word of God.
但是在雅各书这边，他叫我们要快快的听，更确切的说，要快快的去听神的话。
We should have a hunger and a thirst after God's word.
我们应该要对着神的话有个饥渴慕义的心。
We should have this eager anticipation to hear the word of God expounded.
我们应该在心里面要常常期盼去听到神的话。
Are we quick to listen to the word of God?
我们是否真正去快快地听神的话？
He says we should be slow to speak.
雅各也告诉我们要慢慢地说。
And of course that applies when we talk to other people.
当然当我们跟别人讲话的时候，我们也应该可以应用得到。
No one likes to talk to someone who just wants to be heard.
没有人愿意与那些只希望自己被听到的人说话。
But James says, now look at the context of God's word.
雅各书这边告诉我们，现在我们要来看到神的话，神的道。
Be slow to speak the word of God.
他是说到我们要慢慢地说，说什么？说神的道。
Now is he saying that speaking the word of God is not a good thing?
这边并不是说去说神的道不是一件好事。
Of course, that's not what he's saying.
这当然不是他的意思。
But he's saying that listening to God's word is of a much greater priority than speaking the word of God.
这边他乃是讲到我们去听神的道要远远优先于去说神的道。
That listening to God's word sanctifies us in a way that just speaking the word of God does not.
叫我们能够听神的话，这话，这道可以洁净我们，这不是我们去说神的道可以做到的。
And this is vital for our understanding of the story of Mary and Martha.
所以这边其中我们知道一个例子，就是马大和玛利亚的故事。
When Jesus goes over and visits Mary and Martha, you remember in the story, Martha is busy preparing food and getting things ready, and Mary is just sitting at Jesus' feet.
所以我们知道在圣经里面，当耶稣去看马大和玛利亚的时候，我们知道马大他十分的繁忙，他要煮饭，他要把所有的事情准备好，但是玛利亚他却只做一件事情，他安静的在神面前。
And of course, Martha gets very upset and wants Mary to help her prepare things.
当然，马大就开始心里烦乱，他就开始要求玛利亚过来帮忙。
But Jesus tells Martha that Mary has chosen the better thing.
但是耶稣却告诉马大说，玛利亚已经拣选了那上好的部分。
Now is Martha doing anything wrong?
那马大难道他做错了吗？
Of course not.
当然没有。
He's being a good host.
他绝对是在家当中是一个很好的主人。
When we go over and visit someone's house, of course, the proper thing to do is prepare, you know, snacks or meals or things for your guests to eat.
当我们去别人家的时候，当然我们希望对方能够好好的在家里面做准备，不管是吃的也好，喝的也好，来招待我们。
But there's something even better than what Martha is doing.
但是这边却有一件事情要比马大所做的这些来得更好。
And Mary has chosen that thing.
而这就是玛利亚所选择的。
And that is to listen to Jesus speak.
那也就是听耶稣的话。
So be quick to listen to the word of God and slow to speak.
所以我们要快快地听。慢慢地说。
James here also might have in mind something that he's going to say later in James 3:1.
当然这边雅各他在后面第三章的时候他也说到一件事情。
He says that not many of us should aim to be teachers.
他说弟兄们不要多人做师傅。
Because those who teach will be judged more harshly.
因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
So maybe here James is also being saying to us, be slow to speak, to teach.
所以这边雅各他可能也意思也是说到要慢慢的去教导。
To make sure you are a great listener of the word of God before you speak the word of God.
所以这边就提到说我们要先成为快快听神话的人然后才是去说神的话。
Be quick to listen, be slow to speak, and be slow to become angry.
要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Not only slow to become angry at others, but slow to become angry at the word.
不只是说我们要慢慢的对别人动怒，这边也说到我们要慢慢的对着神的道动怒。
Why would we get mad or angry at the word of God?
我们怎么会对神的话发怒呢？
Because the word of God shows us our wrongs.
因为神的道能够显示出人的不义。
It brings to light things that we need to correct and change.
因为它能够光照我们，叫我们看见我们需要改变的地方。
Now when another human being points out our wrongs, even if they have good intentions, our first response is to get angry or defensive.
有时候当别人指出我们一些错误的时候，即使他为着我们好，但是我们很多时候第一反应就是开始发怒。
It takes a very mature person to take that criticism and say, thank you so much, because now I can improve and be better.
这需要一个非常成熟的性格，叫我们收到别人批评的时候，我们能够对他说谢谢，因着你给我的批评建议，叫我能够得以成长。
And so we need to be slow to be angry when we read the word of God.
所以我们要，当我们读神的话语的时候，我们要慢慢的动怒。
I knew this couple many, many years ago.
我在多年之前认识一对夫妇。
And they met in their college Christian fellowships.
他们在大学的校园团契里面相识。
And they got married and they moved somewhere for the husband's job.
他们结婚了，他们就移居到他丈夫工作的地方。
And unfortunately, the coworkers that the man had at his job were very immoral.
但是很不幸的是，这位先生他工作的地方，他的同事都十分的不道德。
And they would not only go drinking, but even though all of them were married, they would, go out with other women and have affairs.
他们不但常常出去喝酒，更差的是，他们身上会跟其他的女人混在一起，跟他们约会。
But this man was, believed in the Bible.
但这个先生呢，他其实是相信圣经的。
And he knew that God's word said that what he was doing was wrong.
他也知道神的话指出来他所做的事情是不对的。
And so whenever he came home from a night of drinking and hanging out with other women, he would get very upset.
所以每次当他喝完酒和其他的女人混过之后，他回到家他就开始变得沮丧。
He would get mad at his wife because that would remind him of the word of God.
他就开始对他的太太发怒，为什么呢？因着他的太太会叫他回想起神的话。
And he'd get mad at the word of God directly because he didn't like what it said.
他甚至直接对神的话发怒，因为他不喜欢神所说的话。
And so he was torn with him and conflicted because he had this sinful life that he wanted to keep, but then also he had this the word of God that he had to deal with.
所以他里面就开始矛盾纠结，因为他不能够行出神在他里面所说的话。
So as James says, our anger does not produce the righteousness that God requires.
所以这边雅各书就告诉我们，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
And this man's anger at the word of God caused him to walk away from the faith and walk away from his wife.
所以这位先生他因着对神道的发怒，他慢慢的就离开了神的道，也离开了他的妻子。
So therefore, in verse 21, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil which is so prevalent.
所以在21节就说到，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶。
That word get rid of literally means to take off.
这边讲到这个脱去，它直译上面就是说要脱掉衣服。
And, you know, it's very much like those brothers and sisters or people that are working in the hospital. When they get home, they have to strip off all the dirty clothes.
这就像那些在医院里面上班的弟兄姊妹或工人，他们离开医院回家的之前呢，他们就把身上那些脏衣服全部脱掉。
Because they know that this clothes has diseases and viruses on it.
因为他们知道这些衣服上面有很多的病菌病毒。
And they just can't wait to get out of it and get clean.
所以他们常常没有办法继续等待，而是将这些衣服赶紧脱掉。
So James says, in the same way, we are to strip ourselves of moral filth and evil.
所以雅各在这边也是一样告诉我们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶。
Now some scholars believe that this term to get rid of originally came from a technique to get rid of earwax in the ear.
有一些的圣经学者他们认为这个脱去这个字呢，在原文里面它其实是描述人去掉耳垢的这一个程序。
Now if that's true, that would be very fitting because earwax prevents us from hearing.
而如果是这样的话，我们就知道说这个耳垢是会影响到人的听力的。
And so all this moral filth gets in the way of our spiritual hearing.
所以这些污秽和邪恶的话，它会挡住我们属灵的耳朵。
It gets in the way of us listening to the word of God.
因为它阻挡我们听神的话。
So get rid of all that moral filth that's clogging up your spiritual ears.
所以我们要脱去这些污秽，因为它堵住了我们属灵的耳朵。
Hebrews says the same thing in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书在十二章第一节那边讲到了同样的事情。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles and run the race with perseverance.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担。脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路。
So get rid of the moral filth and humbly accept the word.
所以我们要脱去这些污秽，存着谦卑的心来听神的话。
Humility is needed when, in our everyday lives, when there are things that are good for us.
我们在每天的生活当中都需要存着一颗谦卑温柔的心来接受那些对我们有益的事情。
Whether it's medicine or exercise, these things take humility.
不管是吃药也好，不管是锻炼也好，这些都需要我们存着谦卑的心。
It takes humility to take medicine.
我们需要谦卑的心能够去吃药。
We have to submit our will to the will of the doctor.
我们必须要将我们的意志与医生的意志一致。
And if we want to be trained in a sport or work out in a gym, we have to submit ourselves to our trainers.
如果我们想要在不论是运动上面也好，锻炼上面也好，我们要练得好的话，我们也要与训练者的意志一致。
So it makes sense to accept the word of God, we have to be humble.
所以同样的我们如果想要听神的话的话，我们也需要谦卑。
Instead of getting angry and defensive, we need to humble ourselves and accept it.
我们不要动怒，也不要反抗，我们乃是要存温柔的心，领受神的道。
But just listening to the word of God itself is not enough.
但是如果仅仅只是听神的道，那是远远不够的。
One of the pastors I used to work under many years ago told us the story of a man who would read through the Bible every single year.
以前当有个牧者带领我的时候，他跟我讲过一个故事，讲到有个人他每年都要读圣经一遍。
He had read through the Bible for decades.
他过去的几十年的时间，每年都读一遍圣经。
But this pastor said that he was the grumpiest, grouchiest, most ungraceful person you could meet.
但是这个牧者却告诉我说，这个人呢，他其实是你所能遇到过的最不懂得感恩的人。
He's heard a lot of the word of God.
他听到很多神的话。
Why isn't this man more like Jesus?
为什么人可以像基督呢？
You would think after decades of reading through the whole Bible every single year, this would be a godly man.
你可能会想当然的以为，当这个人他每年在过去的十年里面读过一遍一遍的圣经以后，他应该会成为一个非常像神的人。
What he's missing is what James continues to say in James chapter in James verse 22.
但是他所缺少的正是雅各在二十二节这边所说到的内容。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
When this man gets before the judgment seat.He's going to say, Lord, I read your word so often.
当他来到神的这个审判台前的时候，他可能会对主说，主啊，我这么经常的读你的话语。
I was just like Mary. I sat at your feet and listened.
我就像那个玛利亚一样，我来到你的脚前，我听你的话。
And Jesus is going to say, you are deceived.
但是耶稣却会对他说，你是欺哄自己。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you did not do what it says.
因为你没有去行你所听到的。
Many times after a meal, I'll tell my kids, put your dishes in the sink.
在许多的时候，当我们吃完饭之后，我总是会对女儿说，把你的碗筷放到洗碗池里面去。
But of course, a lot of times they're distracted by many other things.
当然，在许多情况下，他们总是会被其他东西分心。
And maybe the TV is on.
或许当时他们在看电视。
And so they're staring at the TV.
所以他们就眼睁睁的盯住这个电视屏幕。
I say, put the dish in the sink.
所以当我说你要把你的碗筷放到洗碗池里。
And as I stare at the TV, yeah, okay.
所以他们就一直看着电视，然后就好吧。
But of course, they don't do anything because they're just so distracted with the TV.
当然，他们什么事情都不会做，因为他们已经被电视吸引住了。
Have they heard what I said?
那问题是，他们究竟听到我说的吗？
Well, yes, the sound waves have come out of my mouth and they entered their ears.
当然，这个声波从我的嘴巴里面出去，并且进入了他们的耳朵。
But no parent would say, yes, that's listening to what their father says.
但是没有一个父母会说这个女儿听了他父亲对他所说的话。
And so James says the same thing, that listening is what we must do with our ears.
所以这边雅各就跟我们说到一样的事情，我们对于神的话不仅仅是用耳朵听而已。
I like kind of how the original Greek words this verse.
我喜欢这个在希腊原文里面表达这句话的这个意思。
It says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only who deceive themselves.
希腊原文翻译大概是要成为行道者，而不是听道者，欺哄自己。
Be a listener.
成为听道者。
And be a doer.
成为行道者。
It's not just a temporary status.
这个不仅仅是一个短暂的一个状态。
It's not something you just get once and then the next time you don't.
这也绝不是你只是做了一次以后，之后就不再做了。
James is saying, be in your inner being, be someone who does and acts on the word of God.
雅各乃是说到，叫我们里面成为一个行道者，叫我们能够在神的话语上面做出行动。
And James gives an illustration.
所以雅各在这边给了我们一个比喻，例子。
He says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror.
他说到，听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
Now back in James' day, of course, there was no cameras.
当然，我们如果回想起雅各所在的那个年代，他们是没有相机的。
So to know what you look like, the only way to do that was to use a mirror.
所以如果你想要知道自己长什么样的话，唯一的办法就是要看镜子。
And we use mirrors to see, what we look like ourselves.
但我们也是用镜子来看我们究竟是长啥样的。
And we look to see if there's anything we need to do better.
我们也需要通过镜子来看到我们可以做得更好的地方。
We look in the mirror to see if our hair is out of place.
所以我们通过这个镜子来看，哎，我们的头发是不是乱了？
Or if our face is dirty.
我们的脸是不是有点脏？
And so James says, if you don't act on the word of God, you're like someone who looks in a mirror and then just forgets everything he just saw.
所以雅各这边告诉我们，如果我们只是听到的话，就像我们看见了镜子，然后就忘记了其里面所有的东西。
It's like someone who goes and looks in the mirror and sees that there's food in his teeth,but then doesn't take it out.
就像人去看镜子的时候发现有食物卡在牙齿中间，但是他却不把它拿掉。
James says that God's word is like a mirror.
所以雅各就告诉我们说，神的话就像一面镜子。
It shows us our flaws and shows us the things that we need to correct.
因为这叫我们看见我们身上的一些不足和需要更改的地方。
But if we just hear the word of God and we don't act on it, then it's the true purpose has not been realized in our lives.
但是如果我们只是看却不去做的话，那么这个镜子它真实的目的并没有在我们的生活当中得到应用。
It can't bring us closer to God if we do not also act on it.
所以神的道不能够叫我们更加的亲近神，如果我们不去在神的道上面行出来的话。
So James says that the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
所以雅各就告诉我们说那些他们真正看见神的话并且真正去实行的人，他们才是最终得到神祝福的人。
We get true freedom from looking at God's word because it frees us from sin.
我们去读神的话语的时候，神的话语能够叫我们得着真的自由。
If we do what it says.
如果我们去做他告诉我们做的。
We can rejoice in God's word in the same way that we can rejoice in trials because it brings us closer to himself.
所以同样的方式，如果我们在试炼中行出神的话语，他就叫我们能够与神更加的亲近。
Now one of the most beneficial things and also one of the hardest things, is something that I tell young worship leaders or singers.
所以有一件事情我常常教导那些新的领会的弟兄或者歌唱的弟兄的时候，我告诉他们一件事情，这件事情是最难的，但是却对他们是最有益的。
I tell them they have to listen to themselves sing.
我告诉他们说，你们要去听自己所唱的。
And usually when I start recording someone who sings, they say, no, turn that off, I don't want to hear it.
所以许多时候当我开始要去录他们唱的时候，他们常常会说啊，不要不要不要啊，我不想听我自己唱的，请把它关掉。
Listening to our own voice is embarrassing.
因为你听自己的声音有时候会觉得有些尴尬。
It's one of the most uncomfortable things we can do.
因为这可能是我们所能做的，叫我们最不舒服的一件事情。
But if you are singing, that's the best way to find out what you're doing wrong, is to listen to it yourself.
但是能够发现你所唱的问题在哪里，最好的方式就是要去听自己唱的。
And so the same is true for the Word of God.
所以对于神的话来说也是一样的。
There are many parts of the Bible that are uncomfortable.
圣经里面其实有许多的东西能够会叫人觉得不舒适。
But they are there to make us better.
但是这些话却能够叫我们得以成长。
They are there to reveal us our sins and our shortcomings.
因为这些话能够叫我们看见自己的罪和自己的不足。
To show us how perfect and how holy God is.
因为这些也叫我们看见神是如何的圣洁，神是如何的完全。
So he says, if we listen and do what he says, we will be blessed.
所以这边圣经就告诉我们，如果我们实行出来，就在所行的事上必然得福。
Because if we listen to the word of God and put it into practice, we will draw closer to God.
因为当我们听见神的道，并且去实行出来，我们就能够与神更近。
We will be sanctified and be more and more like Christ.
我们将会被洁净，并且更像基督。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, help us to be people who listen.
亲爱的天父，我们求你让我们能够成为一个听到的人，行道的人。
Not just people who can listen to other people.
而不只是说让我们只是去听别人讲的话。
But people who are anxiously desiring to listen to the word of God.
而是叫我们能够对于神的话有一个渴慕的心。
Because we know that it works in us the work of glory, of sanctification.
因为我们知道这些话能够在我们里面动工，叫我们能够得以洁净。
But Lord, we know that it is not enough if we just sit back and listen.
主啊，但是我们知道，我们不仅仅是只是坐在那边去听而已。
Help us to be doers.
主啊，帮助我们能够成为一个行道者。
To not let words stay on a page.
让这些话，让它不只是停留在纸面上。
Or to let the word of God become knowledge in our heads.
或者只是让神的道成为我们思想中的知识而已。
Let us turn that knowledge into wisdom by acting on it.
帮助我们能够将神的道成为我们的智慧，叫我们能够行得出来。
So that we can bear much spiritual fruits.
叫我们能够结出更多属灵的果实。
That we can put to death our sinful nature.
叫我们这罪恶的本性能够致死。
That when people look at us, they can see part of the character.Of God our Father.
叫人看见我们的时候，让他们能够看见我们父神的样子。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.